Welcome to Let's Talk More Confidence, a podcast dedicated to providing you the knowledge to become more confident in your wellness journey. I'm your host, Aaliyah Irvin. So let's jump into today's topic. Hello, hello, hello. I am your host, Aaliyah Irvin, and welcome back to today's podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about different running workouts. So, what even is a fartlek? The first time I heard this term, I was in high school at track practice. I thought my coach made it up. I remember my teammates and me making fun of the name until we actually had to run the fartlek. It was more like torture. So let's start by reviewing some standard running verbiage to get you ready for your next training session. So fartlek is actually Swedish for speed play. It means continuous running. See? Torture. We would sprint until our coach blew the whistle, and then we would jog at a leisurely pace. This workout was time-based, but it was unstructured. So it basically felt like we sprinted until we were about to puke, and then we got to jog for a very short period of time, or what felt like a short period of time to us. So you can structure a fartlek workout however you would like, but I'm going to give you some examples. So first, warm up for about 5 to 7 minutes. We covered this in how to start running. Warm-ups are very important. Then after your warm-up, you're going to sprint for about 30 seconds and then jog for 30 seconds. Continue this for about 5 to 15 minutes. Then cool down. Cool downs are equally as important as warm-ups. As you build up some endurance, you can start to increase the sprint time to about 60 seconds and then jog for 90 seconds. During this workout, you're not building up for a certain distance, but you're building up time. If you want to run a 5K, try running around 15 to 20 minutes. But if you want to go a little longer, try up to 60 to 75 minutes, which means an hour and 15 minutes. You would do this if you were training for a half or full marathon or you were considered a seasoned runner. If you think of fartlek and interval running are similar, you would be correct. Running an interval, you would either be sprinting or jogging, and then you would walk or rest for a short period of time. Interval running is a great way for beginners to start. You would begin by jogging a short distance and then walking or resting. For this workout, you can focus on the distance. So start by jogging a quarter of a mile and then walk a quarter of a mile, or until you feel slightly recovered. Or you could just run for 30 seconds and then walk for 30 seconds. So let's move on to our next run, which is the tempo. I remember my first tempo run. It was around 80 degrees outside, so it wasn't a good idea to do it. But I had to get it done. At least that is what I told myself. So the workout called for me to run about 6 miles, and 4 miles of that was at tempo. So running at tempo means running close to your 10K pace. And if you're unsure what your 10K pace is, you can either look it up by looking at what you project as your goal race time, or you can complete a mock 5K and then find out your estimated pace. So when I was training for this half marathon, I used the Nike Run Club training plan. This is not an endorsement for Nike yet. And in that plan, a pace chart was included. So for example, if your best mile is 10 minutes, your 5K pace might be around 10:40 miles per minute. And then your 10K would be about 11 minutes and 5 seconds per mile. So your tempo run might look like a 5 to 7 minute warm up, because we remember warm ups are important, followed by 4 miles at tempo. So that tempo pace would be 11 minutes and 5 seconds, followed by 5 to 7 minutes of a cool down. Tempo runs help you adjust to running faster for a mid-range distance. Heels are one of my favorite type of workouts. I know, I'm crazy. It's a challenging but fun workout, in my opinion. You could use a pace time to run up the heels, but I personally like to use effort. So I would run at maybe a 6 to 8 effort, depending on the length or the duration of the heels. You might be saying to yourself, what does it mean to run at a 6 to 8? So if you think of it like this, a 10 means you are sprinting for your dear life. Everything is left on the track, on the field. You're just running until you're totally exhausted. So you want to notch it down about 2 to 3 down after that. So hard, but not complete effort. So if your heels take 60 seconds to climb to the top of the hill, then 45 seconds of that should be around 6 to 8 effort. And then the last 15 seconds of that would be about an 8. Use the downhill as your recovery. If you can't find a hill to run, you can simulate hills on the treadmill. Just push up that button. What is it called? The incline. Push up the incline button. Sprint workouts are typically done on the track. Most of these workouts call for repeat 200s and repeat 400s. I feel like somebody's speaking my love language right now. But honestly, it can range from anything from 100 meters to a mile. So first, let's cover some track lingo. A track is broken into 4 100-meter sections. So if you think about it, the straightways are 100 meters and the curves are also 100 meters. So you have 2 100-meter straightways and 2 100-meter curves. And of course, that makes up a 400. One curve and one straightaway is 200 meters. And then one lap around the track is 400. When you arrive at the track, you're going to try to look for that main start line and finish. Typically, your main straightaway will have a patch of empty track behind it. That's because boys or men run 110-meter hurdles, so they need a little extra of the track. Now, if you look on the ground at the track, they're typically marked with a 100-meter start line and then a 400-meter start line, because your 400 meters is... Now, I'm going to tell you this little secret. If you're running with a group of friends and you don't want a stagger start, that means finding the start line in each lane to run around the track. Then you want to basically cut in as quickly as you can, because if you run towards the outside of the lanes, you're running more distance. So most track workouts ask for your 5K pace. But as a former sprinter, I would run faster, not because I'm some hot shot, because that's what my body is used to. But this is what I would make sure that my last repeats were still in the range of the pace of the workout. So that personally let me know that I wasn't overexerting myself. So if I couldn't hit the 5K pace come repeat 10, then I knew I was running the beginning ones too fast. So we talked about fartleks, intervals, tempo runs, hill workouts, and track sprints. And those are all considered speed work. Now you have your long run and your recovery run. So when you are doing these, they should be done as progressive runs. That means that you're starting out at a slower pace and then building your speed over the course of the run. Your long runs and your recovery runs should be done about a minute or two slower than your goal race pace. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I was suspicious of this technique. In my mind, I felt like I had to run faster for my longer miles to meet my goal time. But if you follow your speed training plan, it will all work out. Long runs are usually done on Saturday or Sunday. So my training plan actually had them on Saturday, but I swapped them to Sunday because I wanted my body in a routine on race day. I also eliminated probably 50% of my recovery runs. Now, on the days that I did not do recovery runs, I strength trained instead. I also ran fewer days than my training plan called for. So I completed 2 speed workouts and a long run, and then I alternated my recovery runs. So my run week looked something like this. Monday was either a recovery or strength day. Tuesday was a speed workout. Wednesday was a strength day. Thursday was a speed workout. And Friday was a strength day. And when I say strength, because there's also a track or a running term for strength runs, I mean strength training, not strength runs. Now, on Saturdays would either be my rest day, yoga, or I would swim. And Sundays, I did my slow, long run. I didn't want to run 2 days back to back because the last training plan that I did run back to back, I ended up developing shin splints and it put a damper on my first half marathon. For clarity, I want to make sure that you also know that I did swim 2 times or 3 times, but I really contribute my personal record to strength training. And we will talk about cross training in more detail in a future episode. But next week, we're going to talk about fuel. But first, let's recap. 1, fartlek is an accurate word and it is running nonstop. You are switching between sprinting and jogging. 2, intervals are switching between jogging or sprinting and then walking or stopping, meaning taking a complete rest. 3, tempo runs are at your 10K pace for a certain distance. This distance can be between 1 to 10 miles. It's about building confidence when you're being uncomfortable. 4, heels. It's building strength in a challenging workout. Have fun with it. 5, track workouts are shorter distance. Usually they're repeats of 200 and 400 meters. Now remember, 1 through 5 are all speed workouts. 6, a long run is running a considerable amount of mileage. 7, a recovery run is time to let your body recover, but build strength under stress. Remember, both of these runs should be done about 1 to 2 minutes slower than your overall goal. And it should be done as a progressive run. That means starting out slower than your recovery pace and then picking up speed slowly over the course of the run. Now remember, your overall pace should still be 1 to 2 minutes slower than your goal pace. This is important. I will catch you on the next episode where we talk about fueling while you're running. Thank you for listening to Let's Talk More Confidence. If you enjoyed today's podcast, subscribe, rate, and review. And don't forget to share with your friends. Let's keep in touch. Visit my website, AaliyahIrvin.com, or find me at the gram at Confident Aaliyah. Remember, confidence is a state of being. Until the next time.